This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The EPA says Colorado has not done enough to limit air pollution from Suncor Energy. CPR Sam Brash reports the EPA has now ordered state regulators to revisit a permit for the Commerce City refinery.
The state issued the long overdue permit last fall, and environmental groups quickly objected, saying it failed to hold the company accountable for repeated air quality violations. The EPA partially agreed on Tuesday. It's now ordering regulators to revisit pieces of the permit, in particular, requirements for equipment that limits carbon monoxide and visible dust. Local environmental groups praised the decision, but they're still calling for a plan to close the refinery for good. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Suncor spokesperson did not respond to an immediate request for comment. The argument over gray wolves in Colorado is spilling into the question of who should represent hunting and fishing interests in the state. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Governor Jared Polis has chosen Gary Skiba as one of the newest members of the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission. He's taking a seat that's legally reserved for hunters and anglers, but the appointment has been met with skepticism from some hunting and fishing interests, who worry he won't support their approach to wildlife conservation. Skiba was a key supporter of the plan to reintroduce gray wolves in western Colorado, which was controversial because the endangered animals might prey on ranchers' livestock. The State Parks and Wildlife Agency defended the pick. Skiba is a licensed angler and hunter. He's also a wildlife biologist and a former employee of the state agency. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Come find more of today's latest news at CPR.org. On our homepage, a story on how Colorado's United Church of Christ was once committed to DEI work, but 3 years later, that work is now abandoned.